gave him a salute. It was the airport 10 miles San Ysidro, and they had it on their primetime show, and the boy, Belliano, whatever, Richard Belliano, whatever his name is, and he said, now you can hear the American Marines firing on the rebels in the background. I'll let you listen at the shots. And then he let us listen to the shooting. And I got on the phone and I called the ambassador and the general and everything else. And I found out they were down at the airport welcoming the general in, and these were blank shots, and they were 10 miles from where the rebels were even located. But he had it all in a picture. So I went to the president of NBC with it and said, please don't mislead the American people this way. I got enough troubles. So he called back and said they'd made a mistake in the clipping room and they'd got the wrong picture with the wrong voice. But that's a sample of it. But they are in there, and they're in Colombia pretty heavy. They're in Guatemala, they're in Argentina, they're in Bolivia. Those four are hottest firecrackers. There are eight more, like Panama and Haiti and others, that are very dangerous, could blow any day. And with the OAS thing, what it is, I really don't know how to handle them if they did blow. Our people, Castro has got them all over the hemisphere functioning, and they're pulling this with the Vietnam thing. It was all pretty well set up to go at one time on June the 1st. But the Dominican thing blew off first because the ambassador left. How's your wife?
Oh, she's fine, Mr. President.
Well, give her my regards, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And you got any ideas, you let me have them.
Okay, sir.
Bye. Bye, Mr. President.